This semester, the university is hosting its inaugural 3-minute thesis competition. The competition, which originated at the University of Queensland, Australia, challenges graduate students to summarize their research papers and dissertations into sharp and concise 3-minute speeches. Dr. Andrew Goodliff, Assistant Dean of the Graduate School and Associate Professor of Geophysics, knows that this is a difficult but very useful skill for students to learn.
When we're working with PhD students, those PhD students by definition are working on very, very complex projects that if I said to your typical PhD student, I want you to call your grandmother and tell her in layman's terms what you're doing, it would be very hard for them to do that. Also, when we get into a position where the students might be applying for a job, the person that they're interviewing with may not be an expert in their field. So that student has to be able to explain what they do, what skill set they can bring to that job. And that's a really hard thing to do, to take your 4, 5, 6 years of work and distill it down to something that is understandable.
Dr. David Franco, Associate Provost and Dean of the Graduate School, introduced the idea of bringing the increasingly popular competition to UA.
We and a number of other universities, around about last year, started seeing videos online for the competitions that have been going on in Australia since 2008, and just a national kind of a groundswell. We need to do this in the United States, and my fellow deans in the Southeastern Conference have gotten together and said, let's have a competition to highlight the Southeastern Conference dissertations, and same sort of thing happened for the Council of Southern Graduate Schools. So this year we just all kind of decided let's have competitions on our campus and then go ahead and have a national and regional competition as well.
24 departments in the graduate school have committed to participate in the competition. They will work to help the students in their department construct and practice their speeches. On October 31st, each department will send representatives to compete in the local semifinal competition on November 12th. The top 15 will move on to compete in the finals on November 20th. From there, one winner will be selected to represent the university in the regional competition next February. Dr. Corey Perdue, the Director of Graduate Programs, knows that all students who participate, even the ones that don't make it to regionals, will learn a lot from their experience.
We want our grad students to be able to go out into the real world and talk with people they're interviewing to try to get a job, people that they're trying to get grants with, and be able to quickly and succinctly explain what they do and why it's important.
Everyone that participates in this is going to be a winner because at the end of the day, they will have learned how to give this elevator speech, to give this concise account of what they've been spending the last few years on in an exciting way. And that can only benefit them during job interviews, searches for postdocs, searches for funding, grant funding, whatever. It's a really, really valuable skill. It's going to be a fun way for students to learn how to do that skill. And it's going to be great for the community to see the wonderful things our doctoral students are doing here.
For WVUA-FM, this is Marcus Llewellyn reporting.